95.5 KLOS on the California Sports Station. It is Friday.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Yes!
Nobody's more happy than Slugger.
Ah, damn!
Ever for a Friday.
I'm sure there's a few other humans out there going, yeah, man, Friday, man.
Right, right, but
man.
That's their level.
Oh, yeah, a little more calm. Yeah,
that's their
right.
level of excitement.
A little more calm, yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw that.
Woo!
It's Kevin and Sluggo show this afternoon. We're going to talk about a man in Singapore who didn't want to wear a mask and got 6 months in jail.
Oh, wow.
Things are a bit different there.
They're like, you know what? For the good of the humans.
Correct.
Let's make you do the right thing.
Neighbor from hell story today on the show.
Yikes.
Why do we love dad jokes?
Do we? I guess we do.
I mean, I think we do in general.
Don't.
I don't really, but it's because most of them are lame.
But you do when one comes
Some
along.
Some of them are good.
That's good. You like. Yeah. You can actually appreciate
it. But I think dad jokes means bad jokes.
That's true. But they're always, they're soft
and
pitches.
And I'm a dad, so how dare you?
They're always underhand pitches. They're always real easy.
Yes, too much.
I want you to catch this, buddy. Here you go.
Yes.
And yeah, it's kind of nasty and horrible. And
so
awful.
We'll take your dad jokes today as well.
Hey, we got a Rival Sun show. They're going to be out at Catalina Island. They're going to be doing a show, a stream, their live performance tomorrow at 2 p.m. And I want to give you a way into that so you can sit in front of your little computer and watch that tomorrow.
I like it.
And we will play something from Rival Sons in the 5 o'clock hour. When we do, be caller 13. We'll get you into that show tomorrow.
We have our All Request Fest from 5 to 7, which we love on Fridays.
Yep.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $6,500.
Slap! Say that again.
$6,500.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
We're going for our record. Twice we've been 75.
Yep.
So nobody get it today.
Yeah, blow it three more times, three more times, and we'll be there.
Right, exactly. So that's coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
On a Friday afternoon. Hell yeah!
It is a Friday afternoon, yes. A top-tier tenant, fourth floor, sparked a $3,000 cleanup by hurling a mountain of soiled toilet paper out his window.
Soiled toilet paper. What's wrong with the toilet?
As passersby walked below.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know that there's anything wrong with the toilet, but
right?
He says he's afraid it's going to overflow.
So it's much better to throw that out the window onto people down below?
I mean, there are a lot of places where they can't flush toilets, where they just throw it in the trash.
That's very true.
All over
the world.
You don't have to throw it out the window.
Very true as well, yes.
Which is super weird.
How crazy is that? And I've had a few friends that have, been in those countries where you're not supposed to flush the toilet paper, and they're like, I couldn't throw it into the trash. I couldn't. I just went ahead and flushed and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I guess. That makes sense once you get used to it.
Yeah, maybe just no pooping the whole time you're over in another country.
I like it. That's a good idea. John Cameron is the guy's name. He says he was scared of flushing. But again, it's not your only option.
No, there are many other options.
An observer at 4:30 p.m., police observed him throw three white items out of the window to the street below.
Yeah.
Due to the time of the night, several members of the public were walking directly below, and there was a constant stream of traffic on the road.
Oh, it's so nice to be out with you, dude. What the hell?
Why?
Yeah, why? Maybe he's Swiss. I don't know if you know this or not, but in Switzerland on the trains, which is insane because it's pristine, it's beautiful, it's unbelievable. But
right.
The toilets don't actually go anywhere. It goes out onto the track. When you don't
As
flush
you're doing it?
Yes, you don't flush. It just spills out onto the beautiful
That's
scenery.
Super gross.
Yeah, my friend asked, hey, did you notice you're not allowed to actually use the bathrooms when the trains come into the station?
Do they have people to clean it? The whole track?
No, she's like, if you walk the tracks, if you're out there, you'll see toilet paper blowing in the wind in Switzerland.
That's
now, this was
awful.
In the 90s. I don't know if they've fixed it since then, but I mean, in the 90s, it was still going on. It's insane.
That's awful.
It's the most beautiful place in the world, and that's what they're doing to it.
There's a neighbor that said of this guy, he's not suffering from any mental disorder. Yeah. I would beg to differ.
Totally.
The explanation given was that his toilet was blocked, and so he was basically just waiting for people to walk by.
And then throwing back after they left or when they were there?
No.
Oh,
it was like a
there.
Timing thing.
Oh, so
he would toss it out the window. It's used.
Yeah.
And it would fall, and he would just watch the people walk underneath the window and direct hit. Or
okay, miss. That's not afraid of flushing. That's doing it on purpose.
Agreed.
He's not even Swiss at this point.
He's doing this two-hit people.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Hey, we're on the eighth floor here. What do you think?
And by the way, fourth floor is where he was, and that's a much... It's not that far to the ground.
No.
So they did have to bring in special equipment. I don't know what that means.
Right.
That cost $3,000 to clean the ground outside of his apartment.
Sounds like they're fining him, and good. Like bumping up the price of how much it costs to clean it. I'm good.
How hard can it be to clean up?
I think they should have charged him $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. Go to hell, dude.
No, I'm saying this is what it costs to get the place clean.
No, I know. I think they were faking that price.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They just cleaned it up.
Punish him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, deservedly so.
I don't think that was the case. And a former neighbor said that he had done that for 12 months outside of his apartment, the last place he lived.
Dream tenant.
This is not a toilet issue.
No.
This is a man issue.
This is a space invaders issue.
And stop it.
Yeah, please stop it.
Let's just stop doing that altogether. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Our 1 second of nonstop rock is coming up very soon before 4 o'clock, and you'll get a chance to win $6,500.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
$6,500.
Damn.
Kick off the weekend.
Yeah, I love it when it gets crazy high like this. So keep missing, everybody. Keep missing.
A British anti-masker has been detained in Singapore. What do you know about Singapore?
It's crazy. It makes Tokyo look calm and slow. Correct. And quiet. Mm-hmm. And beautiful, insane.
It's illegal to chew gum there. You get
penalized,
like thrown in jail or something.
In public?
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
But a British anti-masker was on a train.
Mm-hmm.
And he faces up to 6 months in prison.
Woo!
After somebody videoed him and put it on Facebook of him riding a train without his mask.
Wow.
Father of two, 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, Benjamin Glynn, 39 years old, failed to wear a mask while taking the train home. Glynn of North Yorkshire, so he's from England, charged in a public nuisance offense.
Yorkshire is about where Bean is at these days.
Yes.
Up in that general area. Yeah.
So they took him to jail for 28 hours before they charged him.
Wow.
Then they charged him with public nuisance.
Right.
And he faces up to 6 months behind bars if found guilty.
So why wasn't he wearing a mask? What was his reason? I mean, if he knows that it's a really, intense country.
You?
Yes. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's from the UK, and he was working at a branch of theirs in Singapore.
And if you're there, and you know the rules are very strict, and you know you're going to get, slapped pretty hard by the law.
Quote, I don't believe there is any evidence that masks protect you from COVID-19.
So he's a scientist.
Might I just suggest that, and I'm not sure why this needs to be repeated again, but the mask isn't
to protect
for
you.
It's to protect others people from you.
Yours, yes.
I don't know why that's so hard to get your head around.
Yeah. So clearly it keeps in anything you're going to spit out. This is why Asian countries have done it for years, and it's just to be nice to each other.
Yes, just a full-time thing.
Yeah.
It's not we're in a pandemic, you have to do this.
Yes.
They just wear it because it's much safer.
Yeah, for other people, not for them necessarily.
He'd been working for a Singapore branch of a British recruitment company.
Oh, hold on now, he's not a scientist? I mean, I figured
no,
if he has that,
he's not.
Oh, but if he has that opinion, he felt that that wasn't true. I thought he must have done a lot of research.
Weeks before he was due to return to the UK for a new job, he was filmed without the mask, and then they took him to jail, and they will not let him leave.
Wow. I mean, there's like a, I don't know, man. I mean, there's like some ways you sort of want to see that happen when people are putting other people in danger, but wow, that's intense.
He said officers warned him, and if you think that's intense, wait till you listen to this. Oh. Officers warned him it could take 12 months for the case to get to court, under which he would have to stay in jail. And then he could be sentenced to 6 months.
So even if he's convinced that it's pointless, it's all just overblown, wouldn't you still be like, I probably should put one on because I'm going to get in trouble?
Because I know Singapore.
Yeah.
And I know they have laws.
Yeah.
And they're going to act on them.
Yeah.
I'm not above those laws.
Right.
He says, I honestly believe it's a hoax.
He needs to beat my three dead friends.
Right? He says there, I don't feel there is any evidence to show mask wearing is effective in any way. Mm. From a scientific basis, he says, I think it's nonsense.
Whilst recruiting, he does a little science on the side.
And I would like you to suggest that on a scientific basis, it does help.
Yeah.
That's been proven. It's a fact.
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't believe it doesn't change the fact.
Right. Look, I have a lot of opinions, but if I'm going to go to another country and those opinions are going to put me in jail for this amount of time.
Because you know in Southern California, if you don't wear a mask, people are going to get mad at you or whatever.
Right.
Although now that it's June 15th, we've sort of reopened.
Yeah.
But if you knew that and you knew you weren't going to get in trouble, I guess I could see that.
Yeah.
But if you're in Singapore and they're going to put you in jail for not wearing a mask, I don't know. Wear one whether you believe it or not.
Oh, well. Let it be an example to us all. You know, Marcy basically played that entire album, Wolfgang Van Halen's new thing. Was that yesterday, I think? Man, there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, just, I mean, it tastes a little bit like the Foo Fighters, sort of, but he did all the music himself.
Don't you feel like you'd be afraid if your dad was that massive in music?
Of
Don't
course.
You think you'd be afraid and to kind of come out with your stuff?
Of course, as he gets so much crap from people for that very reason, which is so ridiculous. And he's one of those that will not back down. He's like, go to hell. I will chat. I'll fight with you all you
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, yeah. But really good stuff on that album. I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff from him as time goes on. Very different, though, from Van Halen. Doesn't sound like Van Halen to me.
And I think that's good.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to giving away $6,500.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
$6,500. For our 1 second of nonstop rock.
I'm out of breath. Wow, how do you do that? Damn. Check it out, man. Woo, he's gone for the record. Oh my God, he's still going. The oxygen. Well done.
All right, we're going to play the clip for you. Then you have to be color 13.
You're going to pass out, aren't you?
No, I'm good. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist and start your weekend with $6,500.
And here is your clip. Now is the time to call. 818-955-KLOS if you think you know what it is.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $6,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Ken. Who's this?
Faye Dunaway. It sounded like you had to think about your answer there. Is that really your name?
Well, hold on. Let me. I'm looking at my name. Yeah. My name's Ken.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Are you calling from the past? Why do you sound so weird?
Can you take it off Bluetooth?
No, I'm using. There's a new thing called RedTube.
It's not working.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
No, it sucks. It's the worst crap I've ever heard.
Can we just talk to you on the phone?
Look, we want to give you some money, man. You know, you're calling for the contest.
I want to win some freaking money, too.
You son of a bitch. All right.
So what's your name now?
No, my name is Ken.
Okay.
It's actually, I'm calling. This is my son's phone.
Maybe that's
where the confusion is.
Oh, I see.
Now, you know, the cool thing is if you win this, you can buy a new phone that doesn't suck.
It just sounds kind of echoey, but listen, we can work with it.
Yeah,
we'll play
the
clip one more time.
Yep.
And then you'll give us a guess, and if that guess is correct, $6,500.
Bam.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here is the clip. What is that? Title and artiste.
I think it is Def Leppard Photograph.
Yes!
Damn.
Yes! $6,500 is yours.
Right on. You guys want to hear something that's really freaky?
Sure.
The second I heard it, I knew what the song was.
Wow.
Perfect.
That's crazy.
All right.
Well, congratulations. Well done, man. Hold on a second. So that means it goes back to $500.
Which I'm glad.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe we should just pocket this $500. Who wants to win that?
I think we need to give it away. I think that's the rule.
Between 4 and 5?
Correct.
All right. I didn't even drink that much beer today, and I'm burping up a storm. What the hell? Real nice. You're lucky you're on the other side of the room.
Yes, I am. Congratulations to Ken from Mission
Viejo. Ken.
Just won $6,500 by identifying our 1 second of nonstop
rock. And this was a pain in the butt for people. I'm going to go ahead and play you the clip that everybody couldn't get.
This is Def Leppard Photograph.
And here is the clip we were playing. But now here's the solution, so you can really hear it in your head. There it is.
Yep.
It's always is weird when you actually hear the rest of the song.
Because it seems so easy.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, congratulations to Ken and Mission Viejo. So we'll do it again soon.
Why do people love dad jokes?
That's a good question. I mean, they're painful. They're embarrassing.
I think that's what dad jokes means. It's the kind of lame joke that your dad would like, I think.
I guess.
Right? Because why else would they be called dad jokes?
Did your dad tell jokes?
No.
Mine either. I think that's weird. That occurred to me. Like, just when we were starting to talk about this dad jokes weekend, you're going to get a lot of them this weekend.
Yes,
all
you
weekend
are.
Long. And $500 in gas to hopefully tie it, you know, make it all better.
Why don't crabs give to charity?
I don't know why.
Because they're shellfish.
That's a perfect example of
right?
a dad joke.
So you can see what happens, and you don't love it.
No, but you do. There's something
but
about
do
it you
do.
Well, I don't know. Give me another one.
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
I don't know. Why.
Because they were watchdogs.
Oh.
See, God. Because Rolex and Timex.
No, I don't. But so you particularly hate dad jokes.
I really sort of do.
Now, let me ask you. It's
in the same category as puns and wordplay because
right.
95% of the time it's not creative. It's just the first thing that comes to your head
yes.
and you say it.
Right.
And it's not really
Nina,
that
you
funny.
Say wordplay. Now, I want you to take a look at this piece of paper. You see there's some writing on it?
Yes.
Well, here's someone walking up going, hi, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you? That's a play on words right there. So I don't think it's possible to win you over to this horrible nuss.
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
I don't know.
Live stream?
Oh, man. Those are just so painful.
My wife asked me to sink her phone, so I threw it into the ocean.
That's funny.
See?
Now, that's
occasionally
funny.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, one out of 5,000 are always.
So we're looking for good dad jokes. At 818-955-KLOS. Yes, to
win you over, maybe.
Well, I mean, to win
us over.
People over
yeah.
in general.
And to get you ready, to kind of give you a good punch in the stomach to get you ready for this weekend.
Why is grass so dangerous?
Why is that?
Full of blades.
Oh, man.
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I don't know.
You'll see one later and one in a while. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
I don't know.
A labracadabador.
Oh, man.
Got to be honest, that was a tough one to read.
Yeah, you did that well.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? This is the kind that just makes me want to punch somebody. The punchline is because they're so good at it.
Oh, no, that's actually kind of funny.
Is it?
Yeah, but that makes you want to hit somebody.
What happens when it rains cats and dogs?
You have to be careful that you'll step in a poodle. I remember that one.
Boom. Nicely done.
First one. I'm happy I don't get these.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, man.
See?
Man. That was terrible.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
I don't know.
A fsh.
Okay, that one's kind of funny. I don't hate that one.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. Funny dad's jokes. I got hit in the head with a can of Diet Coke today. Don't worry, though. I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's just, you know, that guy in Singapore that's going to jail? People that tell dad jokes should go to jail. Yeah, he's lucky, too.
A cheese factory exploded in France. Debris everywhere. Because brie, because, all right, we're taking your dad jokes. We're hoping for good ones because there's a lot of bad ones.
And we're going to keep count. See if anybody
dad jokes by design are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's why they're called dad jokes.
Right. Cheesy, corny.
Yes.
Yes, but kind of love them. They're going to happen all weekend, so you might as well get
correct.
Used to them.
In honor of Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Honor, quote unquote, yeah. of Father's Day.
So, dad jokes, you have one?
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
He was outstanding in his field. But why did he win a medal?
Oh, boo! See, you gotta tell it right!
Sorry.
Wait, why did he... Hold on. So there's a guy why in did, the field... Wait a minute.
Why did the... Listen again.
No, we're not listening again!
Dad! Come on! Get on your meds! Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, I have a dad joke. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Difference between in-laws and outlaws, I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, all right.
Don't hate it.
No, I don't hate that one. Okay, so that's one and one hate and one like so far. One hate, one like. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
All right, so my dad joke. I was actually out at breakfast with my dad, and another dad came up to us while we were sitting there at breakfast, and my dad called him the wrong name on accident. And the guy, the dad, said, oh, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to call me the right name. Just don't call me late for dinner. My wife will kill me.
Nope.
Nope. Because, that's a hate. Yep. Thank you. Thanks. So that's two hates, one like.
He said because. Like he was going to explain it to us.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke. So it's
I got a couple of them.
All right. Let's give us your best one.
Yeah.
All right. The best one. What do you call a woman with one leg?
A woman with one leg. Eileen?
Eileen?
Yeah. You got it. What do you call a woman with a wooden leg?
A woman with a wooden leg.
Peg?
You got it. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs in the middle of the ocean?
Bob?
Maybe my dad did tell these jokes back then.
Well done.
I don't know. I guess that's a plus. That's
sure.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
I guess,
so two
yeah.
to two.
Sure.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the best game a dad can play with his kids?
Best game a dad can play with his kids. I don't know.
Come and pull my finger.
Pull my finger. All right, well, that won it over. I was like, well, that's not going very far.
That was a terrible joke until yeah. your sound effect.
I think it's still a lose, though.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's cheating.
Yeah,
hi, KLOS. Sound effects are cheating. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say I listened to both of you forever.
Nice.
I was listening when Sluggo admitted to committing a crime.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't have any idea. What? Huh?
That far back.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
We're asking for dad jokes.
Why can't you run through a campground?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You can only run. You can only ran because it's past tense.
Why can't you run through a...
You can only...
Ran.
Oh, past tense!
Oh, yay!
Wow!
All right, that's a plus.
I gotta tell you, that's on us.
Yeah, that was
bad. We were slow.
What? What'd you say?
Well, that'll do it.
You said something on the phone just now.
Wow, that's on us. Well done.
Well played, sir. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear your dad jokes. Try and stump us.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be doing a movie about classical music?
No.
He'll be Bach.
Oh. J.S. Bach or Christian Bach?
All right, we're going back to the phones now for dad jokes we can stand. Do you have one?
What do you call a monster that likes to dance?
Monster that likes to dance.
Monster? I don't know.
A boogeyman.
I kind of like that one.
But it didn't deserve
it. I'm your boogeyman. Oh, I should play. We should play Casey. Do you want to request Casey and the Sunshine Band for our All Request Fest today, sir?
Go for it.
Or maybe White Zombies cover.
Go for it.
Right on.
I'm
thanks
putting that
calling.
Down in the hate category. Sorry.
Oh, you
sorry.
Are?
Sorry.
Really? Oh, so what's the score now?
4-3. Four hates, three likes, which is way better than I thought.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah. Do you know when a door is not a door?
I do not.
When it's a jar.
Your door is a jar.
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the difference between a coffin and a condom?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
They both cover stiffs, but one's on the way in and one's on the way out.
Well, that's a naughty dad joke, and
that's
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's solid.
Well
thanks
done.
For calling. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your possibly naughty dad joke.
Well, I've been looking for my wife's killer for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like nobody wants to take the job.
All right, that took a second, and I like it.
That's funny. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's solid. Thank you.
We're at 5-5.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm very
shocked.
Maybe
this weekend isn't going to be as painful as we thought it was going to be.
No, it is.
Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
What do toys and boobs have in common?
Toys and what?
Boobs.
Boobs?
Toys and boobs.
Toys and boobs.
They're made for children, but the dad plays with them the most.
I mean, all right.
All right. Okay. That's not a hate?
Yeah, that's a hate.
I think that is really... Damn it. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks, man. All right.
These are all wordplay. That's why I don't like it. It's all wordplay.
That is what they are, basically.
Yeah. All right. Dad joke.
What do you call your pudgy psychic?
What do you call your
pudgy psychic?
Psychic.
I don't know
your
what.
Pudgy psychic. What do you call your pudgy psychic?
We got that part. What's the answer?
A fortune teller.
Fortune teller.
Yeah, I got it.
No, I like that.
I'm going to go heat.
Ah, I like that one. Thanks, man. Hi, KLOS. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, what do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
A parrot with a tiger, what?
I don't know, but it talks. You better listen.
Yes, that's true.
Nope.
That's a hate. Well, we're sliding into the hate category. Now we're not going to pull back out, are we?
I don't know. It's 8-5.
Well,
that's not bad.
Still not bad. Hi, KLS, please give us one we like. So Kevin will be on board with dad jokes from now on.
Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize.
I mean, listen, I don't hate it.
Wait.
But I do hate Sluggo.
Nobel Prize.
For laughing so much.
I don't like that.
See, when you laugh that much, then that makes me go, not that good. But all right, we'll put that in the win category.
I'll be quiet from now on if I'm amused, and we'll decide if you...
So 8-6.
8-6.
8 hate, 6 That's like.
Pretty good. All right, so hi, KLOS. Dad joke, please.
I have a joke.
Yeah, go.
Why do little girls put fish in their pocket?
I don't know. Why?
So they can smell like big girls, too.
I don't think that's a dad joke. Exactly. I think
and that's a love.
I think that's Billy out on the field. Playground. Thanks,
you.
Man.
His dad told him it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What?
All right, so where are we at now?
We're at like.
7-8?
So that's 8-7, yeah.
Wow.
8-7.
Wow, 818-955-KLOS. The fighter's foo waiting on a war. So Dave is a dad. He's got to be the silliest dad on earth, don't
you
think?
I would think so, too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time, money, and effort child-proofing my house, but the kids still get in.
Yeah.
See?
That's quality.
Because you have a dad joke?
All right, my first Father's Day on Sunday. I think I got a good one.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, what did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
I don't know. What did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
Make me one with everything.
Don't hate it. All right.
Nice. 8-8,
eight
right?
8-8.
Oh, woo. Well done, sir, and enjoy your day, man.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Three words. Pull my finger.
Right.
Do it. We need the sound effect, though. That's the only thing that makes it work.
Oh, don't you get that?
Yeah, let's hear the sound effect.
That's a pretty good
one. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Applaud that sound
Wait,
effect.
Does that make it 9 now?
No, that's the same joke as before.
Okay, yeah, same joke as before. All right, let's make this the last one.
Okay.
The deciding joke.
All right.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your deciding dad joke.
Yeah, hey, what kind of bees don't sting?
Oh, here we go.
What
I don't
kind
know.
Of bees don't sting.
I don't know. What? Who kind? What kind?
Boobies.
Boobies. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
That was awesome. He left.
All right, well, hold on now.
Happy Father's Day.
Where are you? Right back at you.
I mean, I feel like that's...
Thanks.
I feel
really?
Like I like that.
Really?
I like the movie
Wait,
one.
So it's 9-8?
9-8.
In favor of dad jokes?
Correct.
Kevin is on the dad joke side?
I mean...
Holy cow! It's a Father's Day miracle.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Rarely do I say this, but I think I could get this particular clip we're going to play. I think I could win this contest this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ken from Mission Viejo got it right last hour.
$6,500 in his pocket.
It was photographed by Def Leppard.
I've been rolling over for quite a while now, so we're restarting at $500 right this second.
We have a brand new clip. No one's heard it yet. This is the 1 second of Nonstop Raw.
Okay.
UB caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you will win $500.
You tell us the name of the song and who the artist is, and you give it to Dad. Give the $500 to Dad. All right, here's the clip. I mean, what is that? 818.
I think I could get that one.
Really?
Too.
Nice. 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this? Hello.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh.
So we move on to caller 14. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Wayne Coon.
What's up, Wayne?
No, this is Wayne. I got a dad joke.
You're color 13, but let's hear your dad joke first.
Okay. Why don't chickens wear underwear?
Why don't chickens wear underwear?
I don't know. Why?
This is my dad's go to. Because their pants on their face.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
That's a good one. That's my dad's joke. I swear he told that one all the time. It never gets old.
All right.
Well, I'm not sure that's true, but yeah.
You're caller 13, or the correct caller, because caller 13 hung up.
Click dialed
home. So you could win $500 as well.
Besides your lovely dad joke, you're going to pass that on from generation to generation, right?
I'd never let that one go.
Sweet.
All right, here is the clip. You can tell us the name of the song and the artiste. You got $500 on top of your dad joke.
Okay, cool.
All right, here it is. Listen closely.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes, it is! Yes! Damn straight! How do you like them apples? Yes, sir!
All right!
You won $500. Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. We're driving up the freeway to go watch my son's trophy cart race, so that's going to help out huge. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Nice. Right on. Right on. Well, congratulations. Enjoy your weekend and happy Father's Day.
Okay, thank you. Do we stay on hold?
Yeah, don't go away.
Okay, we won't. Okay,
hold on. Hey, the All Request Fest is next.
Yes.
What do you want to hear?
Stop calling with dad jokes.
Nah, no more dad jokes. No, they'll be doing all weekend. You're going to hear one right now, actually, pretty much.
What do you want to hear to get your weekend started right?
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS.
95.5.
She'll say it.
Hey, I was just saying that.
She wanted to sing that for you.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought I was getting through it all right.
Rivalsons.veeps.com if you want to watch these guys play out on Catalina Island tomorrow. I'm going to get you into the live stream, however, if you're totally up for it. If you want to see Rival Sons play live tomorrow, give us a call. First person after caller 13 that wants to go, 818-955-KLOS gets it.
The always cool Rival Sons and keep on swinging.
Can I say that? Thing now?
No, I want her to sing it again. She's so pretty.
95.5 KLOS.
Those guys doing a little show tomorrow, the always cool Rival Sons. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Who are you? Who is this?
This is Chris.
Oh, Chris. Are you a Rival Sons fan?
I am. I saw them open up for Black Sabbath on their farewell tour at the Forum. It was freaking awesome.
Wow, nice. That's amazing.
People who didn't know that they were there.
Wow.
I'd love to.
Oh, cool. Well, you can sit at home and watch this one. It's nice and comfy. You can sit in your underwear and watch it if you want. Or naked. Yeah. What the hell? Be naked.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
All right, Chris, you got it.
Thank you so much.
And if you, for some reason you're not Chris, go to rivalsons.veeps.com. Get yourself into this thing that's happening at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Catalina Island.
I haven't heard that song in 20 years.
Jay Giles, man. Actually, for two people, Sam Weir, who is apparently trying on his Parisian night suit, and some guy named Stu. Do you know someone? Stuart, I guess, is
I know Stuart.
What his family calls him. Yeah, insisted we play that song.
He sure loves it. I have Tony from Burbank who tweeted a request for Stop by Jane's Addiction.
Well, it is the All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter as well. I remember New Wave magazines.
Blow, Daddy!
It is the All Request Fest, and it's a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Who'd you say that's for, Rick James?
Oh, that was for Vanessa in Orange.
Well done, Vanessa. Interesting and odd. Hey, Rival Sons tomorrow going to be out at Catalina at the casino there. They're going to be playing live, and you can watch that performance as it happens, a live stream. I'm going to play something from Rival Sons between now and 6, and if you're caller 13 when we do, then we will get you that live stream. We'll get you into that.
It is our Old Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well.
Good. My name is Richard, and I'd like to request Rock Bottom by UFO.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Sluggo jumping in to go, yeah! I love that song. That is a good one, man. UFOs, the bomb. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, it's my birthday tonight, so I don't know what they got planned for me at home.
Nice.
I'll find out.
Right on.
I hope they have something.
Hey, they better have something.
Yeah, right. They damn well better.
I'm packing up and leaving.
You can be hit rock bottom. Rival Sons going to be playing a show out on Catalina Island. If you can't make it tomorrow, it's going to be around about 2 p.m. or so. You can watch it. You can go to rivalsons.veeps.com and get yourself in on the live stream. Or when we play Rival Sons here in just a few minutes on KLOS, if you call it 13, we'll give you tickets.
All right. It's our old request fest.
Yeah. And you got a song you want to hear?
Which one are you? Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes. Either. Actually.
Yes. Oh, you're both. Oh, yes. That's amazing.
We're both here, but Sluggo is the one talking to you. And who are you?
This is Mr. Mosh down here in Julian, California. I'd like to hear some Motorhead.
Hell yeah. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear The Chase is Better Than the Catch, man.
All right, you got it, man. Here you go on KLOS.
All right, man. You guys are the best,
thank
man.
You. Thank you, dude. Right on.
Appreciate it.
Lemmy!
Hey!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our old request fest, and Kim on Twitter wants to hear Kickstart My Heart from Motley Crue.
Kim on Twitter, thanks for hitting us up. It's at Kevin and Sluggo. Hey, I got it right!
First time.
I will be bam.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest.
And that's for a fella named Keith. He wanted to hear some Night Ranger. So, you know, it's a...
Keith loves Night Ranger.
Really does, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's always requesting it.
Always.
We are doing a Dad Jokes Weekend in honor, quote-unquote, of Father's Day.
Sure.
And a guy called in a little while ago with this dad joke.
What do you call a monster that likes to dance?
Monster that likes to dance.
Monster? I don't know.
A boogeyman.
So it sort of degenerated from there. We had a laugh, a little bit of one.
We didn't have much of a laugh.
Nope, not much. And we asked him if he wanted to request Casey and the Sunshine Band, I'm your boogeyman. And he said, no, I think.
So we're going to play it.
So we're going to play it. I think we're going to play it.
This is...
Wow, this is
1976.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with our All Request Fest.
Every Friday, 5 to 7.
KLOS, hello.
I got a little dad joke for you.
Oh, do it.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the new pirate movie that's coming out?
Pirates movie, no.
Yeah, it's rated R.
Ah, damn it, that is a dad joke. You know, you're going to push Kevin back into hating dad jokes.
That one took my breath away.
Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. It's our old request fest.
Hi, I just wanted to request a song.
Yes, please. What would you like to hear?
I don't know if you guys will play it, but can you guys play Rammstein Du Hast?
Are you the person that called and said you had tickets to Rammstein?
No, I wish I did. Oh, are you kidding me?
All right. No, I just didn't know.
Kevin, is this some sort of joke? What is your problem? Who are you?
I am Laura. Am I on the air right now?
No, don't be
ridiculous.
Not on the air. Not on the air, Laura.
Not on the air.
Not at all.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with our All Request Fest.
So Foo Fighters are going to start calling themselves D's Nuts. That's right.
No, it's DGs.
Oh. And they're
because of Dave Grohl's initials, DGs.
Oh, gotcha.
And they're going to release an album on Record Store Day, which is July 17th.
Yep.
And it's going to be on vinyl.
Wow, that's so sweet.
It's called Hail Satin. I'm saying it wrong.
No, Satin, definitely, because it's like a 70s spandex. That's beautiful, man. That is hilarious. And it's all Bee Gees covers, right?
Yeah, they're going to do Night Fever, Tragedy, You Should Be Dancing, and More Than a Woman.
That is so weird.
Yes, it is. That's why I love it.
You have a request for Mammoth?
I do. From Scythe? On Twitter.
Sure.
Well, whichever.
Yeah. Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen going to be Matt's guest tomorrow night. No, I lied to you. Sunday night, 8 o'clock on his new and approved show. And he was just hanging out with Marcy this past week. Great stuff. Played pretty much his entire new album, including this one, Mammoth by Mammoth. On 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Impressive stuff from Eddie's kid, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. He's kind of doing an 80s thing there, naming a song after his band himself, Mammoth. Got a request for that for Scythe?
Yes, Scythe. Scythe.
Sure.
Scythe?
Why not?
Scythe?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But on Twitter, at Kevin and Sligo.
So you can always hit us up there as well. And he's going to be the special guest with Matt Penfield tomorrow, Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Why do you keep saying
I don't know. Okay. I'm already into Saturday mode. Because it's the weekend!
Yes, it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend! All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. I'll see you on Monday,
Enjoy
Kevin.
Enjoy that. See you later. Peace out.
Daddy. It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Kevin and Sluggo.
Sluggo?
Yeah.
I have a joke.
Okay.
How do people lose their kids in a mall? Seriously, any tips are welcome. Because I want to. Because I want to lose kids.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yes.
In a mall. Daddy! Happy Father's Day.
It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Greg B. Harrell.
So, Stu, hey, it's just nuts, this new almond diet that I've started.
Yeah?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This new almond diet that I've started. It's just nuts. Yeah, I said it at the start. Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one.
It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Kevin and Sluggo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marcy Sluggo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some guy just hit me in the face with a cheese wheel.
Ouch.
How dare he?
Yeah. I'll hurt you.
I get it.
You listen. Listen.
Daddy! Happy Father's Day. KLOS and Makita Tools have the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with a Heidi and Frank show.
Okay, Heidi.
Yes, Frank.
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, she's on fire!
Oh, on fire! Wait, am I a dad?
You're practically a dad, Heidi.
And you're a mother.
It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Greg B. Harrell.
So, Greg, I put a trampoline in the bedroom.
Oh.
My wife, she hit the roof.
Oh, my God, Stu, I'm so sorry. Is she injured? Is it a permanent... I would imagine that would have damaged the neck.
No, that's the joke, Greg.
Okay, see where she hit the... As I'm sure all your friends who are Beatles fans have already pointed out, today is Paul McCartney's birthday, born on this day in rock in 1942. And I can't imagine that our own Chris Carter won't have a lot to do to celebrate Paul's birthday this Sunday on Breakfast with the Beatles. That is from 9 to noon on KLOS on Sunday. It was on this day in rock in 1948 when Columbia Records began the first mass production of the new 33 and a third RPM long player. The new format, as you know, could contain a maximum of 23 minutes of music per side, versus the 3 minutes that could be squeezed onto the old format of 78 RPM. It's hard to believe it was already 21 years ago on this day in rock in the year 2000 that the Experience Music Project, a museum that is all about Jimi Hendrix and Nirvana specifically, opened in Seattle.